It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Part 8 of our deep dive expose into Hunter Biden's laptop. And man, it's getting better and better every single day. Now, the Biden campaign is trying to figure out now, like, how the crap do we spin this? And they've got their new idea of how they're going to spin it. Joe Biden explained to the country on 60 Minutes that really Hunter Biden's emails are nothing more than Russia. Yeah, that's right. That's the line they're now using. Hunter Biden's email story is just a smear campaign. It's Russia. It's Vladimir Putin. So is it Putin that dropped off, cracked out laptops? I'm just curious. In Delaware, is it Putin who did that, or did he just give the crack to Biden so that Biden might drop off his laptop and then forget where to go get it and not answer his phone when they called him to come get the laptop? I'm really intrigued by this conspiracy theory. I really want to know how Putin did this, because this is, I mean, this puts, I got respect for Putin that you can pull this off. You can get a guy to put a bunch of sex tapes on their laptop, smoking crack, and all these emails talking about how we need to be using WhatsApp and you know, and then we need to, you know, not register as a foreign agent, and then I'm going to talk to the big man. I got to get 10% for the big man. And hey, you know, I need more money, and let's go to China and get $1 billion in loans. I mean, that's a lot for Vladimir Putin to get on a laptop and then have all the bank accounts set up for the money to actually get transferred. And then for people to go to prison on some of these land deals and these bond deals, I should say, with the Indian tribe. I mean, this is impressive. And then Putin apparently got Hunter Biden's family members on boards of the White House so they could exploit it for more money. This is unbelievable how good at mind control Russia's Vladimir Putin really is. Well, that's what they're trying to sell you today. This is how little respect they have for you, the American people. This is how dumb Joe Biden and his team think you are. They think you're so stupid that they can sell you the same thing they sold you before. Right? The same thing that they sold you before. That this is all the Russians' fault, and you're going to believe it. Yeah, you're going to buy it. You're going to believe it. You're going to jump all over this, and you're going to be in favor of it. Okay? So you better be ready, folks. This is how stupid they actually believe that you are. Now, in this interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, the 2020 Democratic presidential nominee responded to reports his son, Hunter, used his position as vice president to leverage lucrative deals with Ukrainian energy company Burisma. And that's not all. We got to add in Russia. We got to add in Moscow. We got to add in Kazakhstan deals. We got to add in China and Chinese deals and this Chinese energy company. Now, the New York Post has obviously been publishing these leaks, and there's a new leak out that I'm going to tell you about in a moment. From the Biden's laptop showing all these business dealings overseas. But Biden says, hold on a second, I'm going to point you to the intelligence community. And he said the intelligence community has warned that Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, whose lawyer was given the laptop, allegedly containing the confidential information, was being fed disinformation from the Russians. They actually believe you're going to buy this. We have. They're not saying, if you notice, none of them have said that any of these emails are not true. They're not saying that they're inaccurate. They're not saying that they are manipulated emails. They're not saying they're made up or fabricated emails. They're not saying that this laptop doesn't exist. Hell, the shop owner's got the Biden attorney calling him saying they want to come pick up their laptop. So, you know, they're not even trying to sell you that this isn't Hunter's. But what they're now saying is, all right, we need a story that the American people will be dumb enough to buy. Well, this is the story, folks. This is all Russia. Biden says, well, we've been warned, right, that that Russia is trying to influence, and so therefore this is Russia trying to influence our elections. That's their logic. That's how they're buying. That's how they're selling this. I want you to listen to Biden on 60 Minutes responding to this Hunter Biden email thing, and he actually believes, his campaign believes, this is their best response they can possibly give you, that somehow you're going to jump on this, and you're going to believe it, and then you're going to vote for him. Take a listen.
Do you believe the recent leak of material allegedly from Hunter's computer is part of a Russian disinformation campaign?
From what I've read and know, the intelligence community warned the president that Giuliani was being fed disinformation from the Russians. And we also know that Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. And so when you put the combination of Russia, Giuliani, the president together, it's just what it is. It's a smear campaign because he has nothing he wants to talk about. In his, what is he running on? What is he running on?
I want to play the beginning of that for you again because I want you to hear what a softball. And I mean, Norah O'Donnell, what a joke. What a hack. I'm so sick of this BS media, and I work in it. All right, I had to spend 7 years in hell, also known as CNN, fighting as a conservative over there every day to get a word in. Now I'm gone, thank the Lord. I want you to, again, listen to this, okay? Listen to this setup. You've got a laptop with all this on there. You're sitting in front of the most corrupt vice president, I would argue, in modern political history. Crimes are being investigated by the FBI, we're being told, for financial crimes. The FBI is interviewing Hunter Biden's ex-business partner. You look like you're getting money through these deals. And by the way, Norah O'Donnell knows that Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said, I never discussed business with my son or my brother. We know now that's a lie. Like, that's that no one can say that that's true anymore. It's obvious that he was all up in his son's businesses and his brother, and he was getting kickbacks. You think she'd ask a question about that? No. She gives him the out. Hey, let's, and I'm sure this was discussed beforehand. If you've ever been around these types of people, you know, hey, I'm going to have to ask you, Mr. Vice President, about this Hunter Biden thing. Otherwise, I'll get killed for not asking you a question. However, I'm going to set you up. I'm going to ask you if you think it's Russia so you can rift on that, and then we'll move on very quickly. Because as long as I ask you the question, we're okay. Right, as long as I ask you the question, we're good. And then we'll move on very quickly, but I'm going to set you up. I'm going to give you the softball question that you need to make it through this. Also, we're getting word right now, this is true, Joe Biden's leaving his basement. Apparently, the Biden campaign is realizing him not being on the campaign trail is making people talk about Joe and Hunter Biden even more. So now the Biden campaign has just announced a live event after Trump suggests Joe waved a white flag in the final week of the race. Yeah, Donald Trump appeared to have smoked former Vice President Joe Biden out of his basement after he mocked his opponent for having waved a white flag while speaking with reporters in Pennsylvania this afternoon. The president spoke briefly to reporters after arriving in Pennsylvania. He had three campaign rallies in the state of Pennsylvania, obviously talking about fracking. Because Joe Biden lied to the people of Pennsylvania. He's waved a white flag on life, Trump replied when asked for his reaction to Biden's accusation that the president had waved the white flag on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. He doesn't leave his basement, Trump continued. The guy doesn't leave his basement. He is a pathetic candidate. I will tell you that. And about an hour later, after the president's comments, the Biden campaign broke the lid. Remember, they put a lid on the campaign. Indefinitely. A lid means no questions, no events, no nothing. You're running for president of the United States of America and you're not doing any events in the last week and a half of the campaign? That never happens unless you're dying or you're hiding. They put a lid on in-person events to announce a local stop in his hometown now of Wilmington, Delaware. So he's not even leaving his hometown. Biden has only held three campaign events in the last week. He's driving 10 minutes to do an event just to check a box, say, okay, we did an event. On October the 18th, Biden held a drive-in rally in North Carolina. No one showed up. On Saturday, he participated in two events in Pennsylvania. No one showed up. I'm saying, when I say no one, I want to be clear. I mean this. I'm talking like 100 people. I mean, you're the president. You're running for president of the United States of America. Like, you could be the next president. No one's showing up for this guy. He didn't hold any events on Sunday. President Trump traveled from Florida to North Carolina to New Hampshire to Maine and back to D.C. in the same day. Quote, I don't know. There's something going on, Trump said at his rally in New Hampshire. Somebody said it's strategy. It's not, because really strategy would be coming out. And he's right about this. So now he's going to drive 10 minutes to do an event. So there's that. Back to this question on, you know, from Nora Donnell. Hey, Mr. Vice President, I'm really sorry, but I got to ask you a question on Hunter, but I'm going to give you what you need to survive. And I'm going to give you a leading question, and I'm going to say, do you think it's Russia? Even though this laptop has nothing to do with Russia, the FBI has already said that. The laptop has nothing to do with the disinformation campaign. The FBI said that, as well as John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence. And now Joe's got to leave his basement again. That's just terrible, isn't it? Listen to the question. Nora O'Donnell, you got all these real questions you can ask. Hey Joe, did you make a lot of money? You know, these emails say that you made a lot of money. What about your son? You've lied to the American people, told them that you never talked about business. Clearly from these emails, you did talk about business. In fact, you did business. You had business meetings. You called lobbyists on behalf of your son, asking you to call lobbyists. You did this. How can the American people trust you, Joe, if you're lying to them about the basic issue of your son's business dealings? Nope. Instead, hey, Joe, I got you. I'm going to hold your hand. I know you're an old guy. I'm going to take care of you here, okay? I got you. I'm going to give you the Russian out, and then you just run with it. When I ask you a question, then we'll immediately move on to something else. Again, 60 Minutes. This is what journalism has become in this country. They suck. Take a listen.
Do you believe the recent leak of material allegedly from Hunter's computer is part of a Russian disinformation campaign?
From what I've read and know, the intelligence community warned the president that Giuliani was being fed disinformation from the Russians. And we also know that Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. And so when you put the combination of Russia, Giuliani, the president together, it's just what it is. It's a smear campaign because he has nothing he wants to talk about. What is he running on? What is he running on?
You got that right. All right. I want to tell you real quick about the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. I want you to join right now for free and stand with Judge Barrett. There are Republicans that apparently are starting to waver. One of the Republican senators even said she's going to vote against Judge Barrett because it's before the election. Well, we're fighting in Washington right now to put extreme pressure on these Republicans to make sure that Judge Barrett is confirmed. AMAC is fighting to make sure that your voice is being heard in Washington and that these senators know that conservatives are paying attention. If you're ready to sign your name to the list to support Judge Barrett and Donald Trump's nominee, then you want to join the number one conservative organization in the country. And I'm going to give you a 1 year free membership right now. More than 2.2 million other conservatives had to buy their memberships. I'm going to give you yours. All you have to do is go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. We try to make the website super easy for you to remember. Benfreeonline.com. You'll also get the AMAC magazine. It is the number one conservative magazine in the country. I'm a columnist for them as well. You'll get my column and other great conservative voices every month in the mail. How much is that going to cost you? Nothing. I'm going to give you a full membership with the magazine right now for free for 1 year. No credit card needed. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com. That's www.benfreeonline.com. All right, I want to get to some of this other breaking news on Hunter Biden for a second, because we know now that Joe Biden's doing his thing, right? He's blaming Russia, saying it's, and the media's helping him do this. We now know that Donald Trump has literally trolled Joe Biden into coming out of hiding after he's been sitting in his basement. He's going to leave his basement, drive 10 minutes into his hometown, do a little event, and go back into the basement. Also, the New York Post still locked out of Twitter 12 days after breaking the news on Hunter Biden's laptop. I promise you, as soon as the election over, the New York Post will get their ability to tweet back again. Day 12, New York Post still locked out of Twitter. Why are they locked out for 12 days? Because they've had 12 days of exposés. The New York Times was locked out of its Twitter account for sharing its story that alleged that Hunter Biden leveraged his father's position as vice president to benefit his business dealings. The platform has silenced the post until it agrees to delete its original tweet linking to the article, an act some Post staff have likened to self-censorship. On October the 22nd, the New York Post reported they've been locked out of Twitter for over a week. The publication now has been unable to access it for 12 days. 12 days. Welcome to Twitter. The Post article included leaked private emails from Hunter Biden's laptop that appeared to show that Hunter introduced his father to a Burisma executive less than a year before Biden, acting as vice president, pressured the Ukrainian government into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. Shortly after the story broke, many social media users found themselves having trouble sharing the story, often receiving warning messages that the link to the story was, quote, unsafe, and eventually finding links to the article blocked by Twitter altogether. By the way, we covered this in day one or day two of our expose into Hunter Biden's emails and the whole backstory behind this. Just so you know, you can go back in our podcast and start from the beginning. We're on expose number 8. So there's 7 other episodes before this that explain each day's finds and news from his hard drives. Now, the Post deputy political editor has confirmed that despite Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey apologizing for the censorship of the story, the Post is still unable to access its accounts just 8 days out from the November presidential election because they're refusing to take down their story that no one has said is false or not accurate. A reporter from The Hill recently tweeted an article from CNN alleging that a, quote, right-wing offensive was attempting to discredit social media companies ahead of the election. Really? The Post is banned from Twitter, you morons. And this is the crap that CNN does, by the way. CNN tweet, right-wing offensive is underway to discredit social media companies just days before the election. No, we're just telling the truth. I mean, they threatened to shut down my Facebook page. They've limited our reach days before the election. I mean, we put this up there so people could see this. Our own Facebook page, our reach is down to the lowest it has been in probably more than 5 or 6 years. And 5 or 6 years ago, we didn't have the audience we have today. That's the reason why it would be this low. The new numbers are up from our Facebook page. And this is happening, just so you know, this is happening to almost every conservative that has influence on social media, on Facebook and Twitter right now. We've got like 1.1, 1.2 million people that follow us on Facebook. The last, from September the 28th to October the 25th, so it's the last 28 days, I want you to know what Facebook has done to our reach. People reached, we have reached 7,900,000. That is down 73% from the previous 30 days. Post engagement, 7,022,000. That number is down 69% from the previous 30 days. Our page likes are down 85% from the previous 30 days. This is what social media does. U.S. Senate report has also found that Hunter Biden's foreign profits totaled over $12 million. You want to know where it comes from? Oh, I'm going to give you those details that we found out today, as the U.S. Senate report has come out showing just how much money Hunter Biden made in foreign profits that we know about. I'm going to have that for you in just a second. But first, I want to say thank you to our sponsor today. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the U.S., a Christian company, in fact, that does amazing work. If you have a cell phone and your cell phone is with Big Mobile, you need to know where your money's going. It's going to Planned Parenthood. That's right, AT&T and Verizon are giving massive donations year after year after year to Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider in the country. They've also given money to more than 10,000 Democratic candidates running for office, including massive donations. Their number one political person they gave money to last year was Beto. That's right, Beto O'Rourke, you know, the socialist that ran for president. If you don't want your money going to Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, then you need to stop paying a cell phone bill to AT&T and Verizon. More than 10,000 Democrats receive money from those two companies combined for millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they both give money to Planned Parenthood. That's why Patriot Mobile was started, to fight back against Big Mobile. You got to have a cell phone. Why not have it with a conservative company that stands for your values? Now, Patriot Mobile does something that businesses don't do. They take 5% of your bill every month at no extra costs to you, and they give it back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about conservative causes that fight for your First and Second Amendment right and fight for the unborn. You want to try Patriot Mobile? Try them. Call them. Use my name, Ben. You'll get free activation. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now and probably your same cell phone you have in your name, or you can upgrade to a new one. 972-PATRIOT. Call them. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. All right, before I get to the money real quick, that we're finding out how much money Hunter Biden has actually made, I just want you to know what Hillary Clinton just had to say. Quote, most Republicans are, you ready for this? Cowards, spineless enablers, literally sick to my stomach thinking of Trump win. Joe Biden trying to spin Hunter Biden's emails saying Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. Quote from Joe Biden. It's like he doesn't even know he's Joe Biden. I'm going to quote exactly. Okay, Joe Biden said this. This is what Joe Biden said about himself. Quote, Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. Signed, Joe Biden. Sounds like he's got it all together, doesn't it, Diaz? Just now. Back to how much money we found out Hunter Biden made off of knowing nothing about any of these industries around the world that he was doing any of these businesses with. These are just direct funds. This is not the indirect funds of paychecks and other things. Okay, these are just contract money that we've gotten our hands on. The U.S. Senate report has come out saying Hunter Biden's foreign profits now are well over $12 million. We know $3.5 million from the wife of the Moscow mayor. In profits. We know $4 million in profits from the board of Burisma. We know $4.8 million in consulting fees from the Chinese business associations. And $100,000 from Chinese National for shopping. Yeah, you heard me. For shopping. For shopping. Yep. Shopping. You know, the question I keep asking myself over and over again is should Joe Biden's son be in prison? It may be a better way to ask this is, how is Joe Biden's son not in prison? You know, there was another scary moment. Joe Biden was having his controlled online Biden for President virtual event. And in that virtual event, he actually forgot who he was voting for. He also forgot in that virtual event who he was running against for the presidency. Yeah, Joe Biden actually confused. I'll play it for you so you can hear this. He actually confused, okay, ready for this? George Bush with Donald Trump.
4 years of George George is going to find ourselves in a position where, if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
I'm sorry. Who are you running against here? Is it George Bush? Four more years of Bush here, and then Trump, and then he's not drunk, by the way. I want you to know he's not drunk.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George. George is going to find ourselves in a position where, if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
We're going to be in a different world. I think Joe, you're already in a different world, to be honest with you. Yeah, that George Bush guy. All right, now back to the Hunter Biden emails. Told you we had a lot going on today. Hunter Biden brought every single person to the White House, the VP's house. That includes foreign business partners and people that wanted to meet with him. He received resort villa stays and artwork in exchange for selling access to his father. Emails obtained from the laptop appear to show Hunter Biden, son of the former vice president, current Democratic nominee for the White House, arranging meetings with White House officials, including his father, for a Mexican businessman. In return, Hunter appears to have received artwork and a stay at a resort villa and potential involvement in other business deals. The individual who provided Hunter with these gifts is Miguel Aleman Magnani. I really appreciate you letting me stay at your resort villa. I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration, Hunter Biden said. Magnani, the grandson of a former Mexican president and son of one of Mexico's richest men, is the CEO of Mexican airline Interjet. In an email dated February the 24th, 2016, Hunter Biden contacted Magnani, appearing to lament being ignored by a man he claimed to have given White House access to. He CC'd or BCC'd Jeff Cooper. "We are arriving late tonight on Air Force 2 to Mexico City. We will be there for Thursday. I'm attending meetings with the President of Mexico with Dad. Jeff is with me on the plane, or actually says on lane, and will be with us all day. Would love to see, but you never respond." I'm reading these, by the way he writes them, so if they sound stupid, it's him. I want to make sure they're accurate. "I'm really upset by it. You respond when it's something you need. You are the most generous person I know, but WTF, all caps. We have so many great things to do together, and I want you at the plane when the VP lands with your mom and dad, and you completely ignore me." This is when you know you're desperate for your next cocaine fix. You're begging people to do business with you, even whoring out your dad landing and the arrival at the tarmac. "I've looked at what your family has done and want to follow in that tradition, and you always say you will help. But I haven't heard from you since I got you a meeting for Carlos and your dad. We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years, and I really appreciate you letting me stay at your resort villa. But I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President President's house and the inauguration, and then you go completely silent. I don't hear from you for months. I don't know what it is that I did, but I'd like to know why. I've delivered on every single thing you've ever asked, and you make me feel like I've done something to offend you. Signed, Hunter." This is Joe Biden's son begging to do business with a guy in Mexico, whoring out America's second family at the tarmac. The other thing this tells you is Hunter Biden was selling access. That's his full-time job to Joe Biden when he was the vice president. "I've delivered, quote, on every single thing you ever asked. I bring every single person ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. I haven't heard from you since I got a meeting for Carlos and your dad with the VP." In addition to the email revealing Magnani let Hunter stay at his resort villa, additional correspondence show Miguel gifted Hunter artwork. An email on January the 9th, 2017 shows Rosemark Seneca Partner Senior Advisor listing one of Hunter's outstanding to-dos as needing to say thank you in response to a piece of artwork from Miguel. "Hi, Hunter. Below are some outstanding meeting requests for this week. Are you interested in doing any of them? Number one, Nick, meet on Thursday lunch coffee or Friday breakfast coffee. Roger Harrison, he is in D.C. on Wednesday if you want to meet. Joe McHugh, not urgent, just wants to catch up. Outstanding to-dos. Email Tony Casilla about meeting with NHTB. Eric and I are unable to access your email in order to do this ourselves. Number two, Miguel sent you a piece of artwork and need to say thank you. Hunter's close relationship with a Mexican businessman extends to being invited to his 50th birthday party, which the email show described as being postponed. This is translated from Spanish. Dear friends, I have been very pleased with the incredible response and interest that we have received in relation to my 50th birthday celebration. Unfortunately, due to a stronger force, we must postpone the party for a new date, which we will inform you as soon with the hope of being able to count on your presence for the celebration. Once upon a crime in Mexico, just so you know, Burisma, a controversial Ukrainian oil company where Hunter served on the board of directors, was also in business with Pemex, a state-owned Mexican petroleum company. Isn't that interesting? Oh, we got emails connecting Burisma and Mexico. So these new emails from Hunter Biden's laptop reveal that Burisma, you know, the scandal-ridden company out of Ukraine, an oligarch-led company from Russia, who Hunter Biden sat on the board of, that the country was actually investigating, and then Joe Biden got the investigator fired by holding over their heads $1 billion in American loan guarantees. Just a little side point there. We now have found out from Hunter Biden's emails actually granted the ability for that company that he sat on the board of to actually pursue a Pemex privatization opportunity. Pemex is a Mexican oil company. Per an email from Hunter Biden back on January the 27th, 2015, in partnership with Magnani's family company, the Alman Group. The email lays out how the stakeholders in the deal, Hunter Biden, Magnani's group, and other associates of Hunter, such as Devin Archer, who's going to prison, and Jeff Cooper, would need to figure out if the deal was to materialize, like what they're going to get. Hunter also referenced a meeting in Mexico City on February the 27th, just days after then-Vice President Joe Biden was visiting the area to talk to Mexico's president and a host of high-level advisors. Remains unclear whether or not Joe Biden attended the meetings that are being referenced in the email. Quote, once we have the above accomplished, we should be in a very good position to make the most of this planned meeting on 227 in Mexico City. Subsequent emails reveal that Devin Archer, the guy going to prison, the bagman for Hunter Biden's companies, attempted to coordinate the payment side of the deal. We'll discuss data fee with Burisma today. Ultimately, this is a negotiation if we move forward with the consortium, so each group will probably want its own counsel, Alman and Burisma. We need to discuss the layout there. It will be difficult for me to ask for fees from Burisma for boys where hunters of counsel representing both sides. Let's discuss. I agree with the representation. My concern is asking Burisma to assume all the startup expense in an open bid process, more from an optics standpoint without guarantees. What is Miguel bringing in their eyes? How do I convey that? ? If he's so big time, he split $500K? ? You know the point. Also, what do you think on VOOC? Separate track for now? Response back, that was obviously Devin Archer from Hunter Biden, said, got it. As for boys, my idea was to offer, if you agree, a small piece of the equity to put together the entire group. It doesn't make sense for there to be four or five firms representing what ultimately will be one entity. Obviously, in each individual entity will have its own counsel to review and approve the final structure. Dear Laura, according to your email below, you will find the information requested and attached. Please find passport copies for all attendees. This is Hunter Biden. ABC, Interjet, Mr. Miguel Magnani, executive president, Mr. Luis Hernandez Garcia, legal director, Sir Jose Juez Ramirez, deputy director of the executive presidency. Mr. Alman will not travel with any kind of security personnel. For further information, do not hesitate to contact. Wow, isn't that nice? So there you go. Now we got Burisma doing oil deals days after Hunter Biden whored out the landing of the plane in Mexico. But don't worry, there's nothing here. To quote Joe Biden, Joe Biden says Russia is the biggest threat to the U.S. today. Remember when Joe Biden's president, you know, his running mate, said that, you know, to Mitt Romney that the 80s want their foreign policy back and the Cold War's over and you guys are being weird about Russia? Now he's saying Russia's the biggest threat to the country and Russia's the one behind all this misinformation on his son. He's not saying that any of it's not true, by the way. Remember that. He's not saying that any of this isn't accurate. He's just saying it's all Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. It's all Russia. Everything is Russia. It's all Russian conspiracy. This is all Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. And you need to understand that. This is all Russia. Yeah, Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. So you've got the New York Post Twitter account's been locked for a week because it's published allegations about the Bidens that haven't been denied by anyone, including Joe Biden. This is an attack on free speech, freedom of the press. Jack even apologizes publicly, but still keeps the Post account locked. You got Hunter Biden apparently now doing business deals with Mexico, sending emails to people saying, dude, I've done everything you've ever asked me to do, man. I need you on the tarmac meeting my dad, man. We need to do some deals together, man. I got an oil deal I need to get together, man. Why do I feel like I'm begging to hang out with you, man? Maybe because they know you're a drug addict. We also have some really fun emails. Not necessarily corruption anyway, but one of them's pretty funny. Hunter Biden called Clinton an a-hole and looks like S-H-I-T. I just got to tell you this one real quick. It's amazing. So these emails, some of these you go through and you just laugh. There was an email thread entitled Tweet by Jonathan Martin on Twitter includes Hunter Biden's business partner and deputy counsel to then Vice President Joe Biden and them talking. The email from Hunter Biden's laptop revealed the former Veep son describing former President Bill Clinton as an a-hole and remarking he looks like S-H-I, you get my point. Oh, I mean, this thing just, it's a treasure trove of info. This is day 8. We're going to have a lot more. Download our podcast if you missed any of the first 7 exposés into Hunter Biden's emails. But today's is clear. He was trying to whore out the vice president to Mexico to get a deal with Burisma and have Ukraine and Mexico team up on a strategic energy partnership. By the way, this is all going on while the same guy, right, Joe Biden, is wanting to get rid of the energy sector. His son made all his money from the energy sector. Why are you trying to kill the energy sector now, Joe? Just out of curiosity, I'm just wondering, and I'll leave it at that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.